Okay, howdy, partners. I never thought I would get the chance to say that in front of 1,600 people, so I'm going to say it again. Howdy, partners.
Howdy.
I love this group. Welcome to the National Immunization Conference, and thank you to Dallas and Texas, our hosts here. We have an incredible conference to come. For those of you who have attended National Immunization Conferences in the past few years, you know that we begin the conference with the traditional housekeeping announcements. A couple years ago, I put the housekeeping announcements into verse. This year, I will not be doing that. However, we do have a few announcements to share. First, everyone, please turn off those pesky cell phones and pagers and beepers, or put them on buzz or vibrate or something. I also want to let you know that on the back of your name tags, there's a place for you to fill out the emergency contact information. And of course, we've had enough of these emergencies recently that it's probably a good idea to do that so that people can notify those in need. We have 3.5 exciting days of conference activities planned. You can find all the details in your conference book, but I want to mention a couple of them. We invite you to attend one or both of the immunization question and answer sessions. Posters and exhibits will be available for viewing tomorrow morning. Take advantage of the internet-connected message center, and you'll find information about the lunch rounds, those intimate chances to have a facilitated discussion, as well as the night out activity. All that information's at the information and hospitality desk that you passed in that Skybridge area. I urge you all to get up early and exercise, particularly tomorrow morning. We have butts and guts. But at the end of the day, there's yoga, and then we've got West Coast Swing, Turbo Kickboxing. Again, I never thought I'd be saying butts and guts in front of 1,600 people.
In uniform.
Thank you, Dr. Hinman. Thank you, Assistant Surgeon General, retired Hinman. And don't forget Wednesday for the ever-popular fitness walk run. Okay, second page of the housekeeping announcements. Tonight, we have a really special event, and I want to make sure you all know about it. As you know, we have the Gerald Lynn Hilleman Lecture Series lecture each year at the Monday night of the NIC conference. It'll be at 6 p.m. in the Lone Star Ballroom A1, A2, which is one level up from this ballroom. This year, we are really honored to have the Hilleman Lecture given by Dr. Anthony Fauci. You've seen him on TV, and now you can see him up close. Tony Fauci is the director of NIH's National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and he's really a terrific speaker, communicator with Congress, with the press, certainly with the budget appropriators at Congress. He's a great communicator as the NIH budget keeps going up and CDC's doesn't. But we want to be warm and welcoming to him. And so please turn out to give Dr. Fauci a resounding NIC kind of welcome. There'll be a modest reception hosted by the CDC Foundation right after the lecture. As you review your program books, you're going to see there's a lot of things going on at the same time. We have this plenary this morning, and then tomorrow morning at 9, a plenary which will be the only thing happening. Other than that, there are multiple events at the same time, so plan your day accordingly after you finish the butts and guts. Okay, now this part I have to go exactly on text or they give me a hard time. We are pleased to offer continuing education credit for attending this conference. Conference staff are available in the CE room to answer your questions and provide guidance for applying for credit or requesting the certificate of attendance using the online CE system. Be aware that in order to be able to provide CE credit for conference attendees, we've asked every speaker in every session at the conference to provide their conflict of interest information to us. If any speaker has a conflict, an announcement will be made at the start of the session. If there are no announcements at the beginning of the session, you may assume that there are no identified conflicts. If you'd like more information about this, stop by the Continuing Education Room, which is in Lone Star Ballroom A3. Okay, so I mentioned that the Housekeeping details would not be made into verse, but I have been asked to provide some verse. So this is the National Immunization Conference Dallas 2009 verse. And I, last year, I think you may remember, I provided some limericks because our conference was on St. Patrick's Day. I got a few little emails from some Irish friends who were completely appalled at my limericks. So in advance, everyone from Texas, my apologies. I'm not going to sing this, I'm sorry. As I was out walking one morning for pleasure, I spied a young doctor running along. Her eyes were glazed back and her cell phone was jingling. And as I approached, she was singing this song. Whooping cough, I know, is the bane of the school child. What's their misfortune is also our own. Paroxysms of coughing, nighttime turning and tossing. But for young uns, it may mean the end of the road. I went on to my office, sat down to check email, but something about that young doctor prevailed. Her eyes were so weary, my mail became dreary. That's when I decided to set down this tale. Preteens need vaccines, as do lots of their parents. What's their good fortune is also our own. Don't lasso 'em, go to 'em, wherever they're roaming, in the workplace or school-based or their medical home. Whoop and cough, I know, is the bane of our programs, but past misfortune need not be our own. Strong platforms for teens and postpartum protections can lead to a time when this scourge will be gone. That was our verse for the year. Okay, glad that's over with. Before we start the program, I want to acknowledge our conference co-sponsors, the Task Force for Child Survival and Development, the CDC Foundation, and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. These sponsors have provided valuable support and assistance. I also want to thank the External Planning Committee and NCIRD's TRAC coordinators. Lastly, a special conference thank you for our conference support contractor Vision USA. I also want to thank Suzanne and the entire planning team from CDC, which do a phenomenal job every year. So join me in thanking all of these planners.